Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Johnny Hebbing. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Will Seymour. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Will Seymour. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a line drive into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein takes first base on ball four. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Sweeney reaches third base with a triple. Rein goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Webb moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive towards short. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilsey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rhein hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wahlberg moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wahlberg moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Camp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Miller reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Tote reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Webb reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Fox reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Toett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Toett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 2 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Williams. Van Camp moves to third. Webb moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Van Camp scores. Webb scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Connolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Connolly reaches second base with a double. Oliver goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Will Seymour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 3 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rein hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 3 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive towards first. Tote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.